listening to Quick Serves, Only a Payment Always mini podcast on the go, where we keep you up to date with all the exciting things happening in the charity. Today I'm joined by the lovely Misha, who is our candidate engagement coordinator, and she's here to talk us through the candidate experience and how she feels connected to the people we work with. So Misha, without further ado, let's jump in. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Only a Payment Away?
Yes, so I am the candidate engagement coordinator here at Only a Payment Away. My day-to-day role can vary quite a lot. However, my main responsibilities are screening our candidates that come through and having a chat with them really about why we're the best support for them. And if not, then that's fine. But 9 out of 10 times we usually are. And then we also chat about hospitality jobs, their previous experience, and really why hospitality would be the right choice for them moving forward.
You're like one of the first people that a candidate will talk to. So a lot of that is about, you know, building that trust. They're sharing a lot of information with you, you're helping them out. So how do you kind of build that trust with them when you first start working with the candidate?
Yeah, good question. So I really like to emphasize to a candidate that, one, we're having a conversation and you can be as open and honest as you feel comfortable. And Only a Payment Away is a very much a non-judgmental space. And we really are kind of trying to break down those barriers to our employers. So we don't expect the candidate to show up in any other form as their true authentic self.
So obviously you speak to so many of our candidates and you get to see their lovely journeys. Is there a particular moment where, you know, you've really seen a candidate's journey start to turn around? And what role did you and the charity play in that?
My favourite candidate journey of all time is with a young lady who had recently left college. And I screened her and we invited her to one of our upcoming recruitment fairs. She attended, which was really good. And I thought, you know, it was going to be a great opportunity for her. Aside from the screening call, we got on very well personally over the phone.
You're easy to get on with, so not hard.
So yeah, we were having a chat and she opened up straight away and said, look, I'm really nervous about today and I'm not sure how it's going to go. I said to her, look, the best thing to do is just go in there, be yourself, and, you know, we'll see what happens. So she attempted to speak to a few employers, but it was quite obvious that she was really nervous. And when she gets nervous, she can't really express herself as eloquently as she would want to. And she can't really get her ideas out unless she's thought about it for a while. So her nerves were taking over and so was her anxiety. It was building up at that point. She removed herself from the recruitment fair and came up to me and said, look, I don't really think this is for me. I'm feeling way too nervous and anxious. And she was just overthinking that basically everybody in the room thought she was stupid. And you know what it's like when your brain kind of goes into overload. So I took her away into a quiet space. We did an hour session and it was really, for me, I was kind of thinking on my feet on how best to save this situation because I didn't want her to go home as I knew that she could really just show her full potential once she'd calmed down and got control of her nerves. So we went through her CV. I was kind of explaining to her the strong points that employers are going to be looking for. And when it came out that she had had loads of past experience, whether it was unpaid work experience and things she'd done at college, and I knew that that was going to really impress our employers. So with this and our little motivational session, she went back into the room and actually she got 3 interviews and she's really happy in her new role and she is actually now one of our members.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so overwhelming, like even from our perspective, we would be overwhelmed walking into a room with 8 employers.
Oh, definitely.
So all you need is that, yeah, that time away with you to just kind of think, no, this is my worth. I can do this. And I mean, yeah, look at her now.
Thriving.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, she found her strength in that moment. What strengths do you often see emerge in candidates throughout the process of their journey?
I see a lot of confidence develop with our candidates. When a candidate comes through and they're first having a chat with me, quite a lot of people tend to reiterate their barriers, for example. And I've had quite a few people say to me before, you know, well, I'm over a certain age. I think hospitality is just full of, you know, people in their 20s. Am I really going to fit in? Are there people that look like me? Are there people that have this, you know, same learning difficulty or disability that I have? Am I going to stand out? And I think when somebody can relate to someone else's situation, and I tend to explain like from my own experience in hospitality or my friends and family that actually it's really about what you can bring and the skills you can and you do have and not the ones that you don't. I see their confidence go from strength to strength when they've had taster sessions and they've had interviews and they actually realise that what they can bring is a lot and they do really well.
And your role sometimes can be quite heavy. You're talking to candidates quite a lot. There's a lot of information being given to you. How does supporting candidates impact you personally and what keeps you motivated?
The job itself can be heavy. I mean, we're working with all different sorts of people from every type of background. For me, I feel extremely lucky to be in this space, to be part of the bigger picture. And I see myself as a really tiny cog in a big kind of factory organisation.
A very important cog.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, I see myself as a really small part of the bigger change and just being that small part of something a lot bigger than myself, I'm really proud of.
Every side is keeping that moving. If we didn't have you talking to the candidates, they wouldn't get their jobs at their recruitment fairs.
Well, there you go.
So what would you say? There's a bit of a stigma. Some of our employers might need a bit of motivating. What would you say to help them consider getting involved with Only a Pavement Away?
I would say the main thing is if you're not considering our candidates, then you're closing yourself off to a huge pool of really great talent. Mm. And at the end of the day, that's on you, because another business who is a bit more open-minded will get the great talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And ending on a really lovely one, what makes you the most proud to be a part of Only a Pavement Away?
So I think I'm most proud of knowing that, again, I had a small part to play in all of our members' journeys so far, and I cannot believe that we've helped over 810 people, and counting, successfully into work. And the fact that they've trusted me with their wants and their needs and the first step into their journey into hospitality. Yeah, that's probably my favourite thing.
Thank you so much for listening and thank you to Misha for joining us today. Be sure to give us a review and subscribe on Apple, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next one. See you then.